You are listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah.
Mountain fans and face so heavy. School from Ipanema is scary. And when she's walking, each one she's talking goes. When she walks, they run for cover. She can't see why they don't love her. And when she's walking, each one she's talking goes. Oh, she's so sad, no one wants her. She feels so bad, she's a monster. She'd be so glad if just once her, her friends wouldn't all look away. They'd look straight at her and they'd say, tall and sweet and young and lovely, the ghoul from Ipanema goes walking. But when she's walking, each one still goes. Oh, she's so sad, no one wants her. She feels so bad, she's a monster. She'd be so glad if just once her, her friends wouldn't all look away. They'd look straight at her and they'd say, tall and sweet and young and lovely, the ghoul from Ipanema goes walking. But when she's walking, each one still goes. Still goes. Still goes.
Sure. Well, I'm a a ghost who likes the music cool. Then I found I was spirit bound. Phantom life won't be so cool. If you want the kind of music that rocks you with a fright, jukebox in the deep of the night. Listen to the phantom as he screams out his boast. Gather around you, voices. I'm the ghost of the most. Well, I'm a ghoul, a ghost who likes the music. Then I found I was spirit bound.
You better take care. You don't stand a ghost of a chance.
I'm a fool, ooh, a ghost who likes the music cool. Then I found I was spirit bound, found a lot to be so cool.
You slay me. Sorry I spook.
Moi je l'aime. Oh, oui, mon mari, c'est Frankenstein. Il ne faut pas vous émouvoir. Une fée passante a dû le voir. C'est sûr qu'elle fera des cauchemars ou qu'elle monte sur le trottoir. Ouais, mon mari c'est Frankenstein. Mon mari c'est Frankenstein. Il a tout des cloques-mitaines. Et tel qu'il est, moi je l'aime. Frankenstein.
Action you've never seen races across your screen as you thrill to a new dimension in picture making. Carnival of Souls. This is the shocking story of a who crawled from the river to race through a nightmare, walking a tightrope between heaven and hell. From the unreal, she crashes through to reality. But try as she will to lead a normal life, she is torn from a goal. There's no privacy in a life. She's ever watched, tormented. Either it's her neighbor, desirous of her physically, watching her with his leering eye, or it's the evil eye of the man who taunts her, the man who wants her. From the bottom of the river they come. They reach for her. They demand that she dance with them at the Carnival of Souls. She is a girl driven mad by the relentless forces of the beyond. He will not relent as he comes for her again and again. She whirls between the real and the unreal, trying to cling to life.
I like being with you, really I do. I don't want to be alone tonight. I want to be near you.
Honey, you don't want to go in there all by yourself, do you?
But she must watch herself in death. She must dance at the Carnival of Souls held just for her. For they have come for her for the last time, claiming her as one of their own. Carnival of Souls arouses such emotion that the management has been forced to state positively no refunds. Carnival of Souls is the shocker of all time, guaranteed to sweep you into a new dimension of picture making. You can't afford to miss Carnival of Souls.
Thank you.
Music from Combustible Edison right here on WRUULP Savannah. My name is John. I'm here with you till the witching hour of 8 p.m. The show is called Here It Is Tomorrow, and this is our Halloween special. And that set, we started it off with music from Dickie Goodman. We heard The Ghoul from Ipanema, followed that up with Sharky Todd and His Monsters with Cool Ghoul. Nicole Paquin brought us Mont-Saint-Marie Frankenstein. And some audio from the movie called Carnival of Souls. Halloween theme music tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I hope it is not too terrifying. This next song certainly is. Here's music from Ray Stevens, who's bringing us Rocking Teenage Mummies. That's right.
Let me tell you a story that's really wild. Mama mummy, and the four little teenage kids. Well, the four little mummies were really cool. They didn't drink nothing but Kool-Aid. They got brand new outfits just alike, made out of fresh color band-aids. One got a guitar and one got a saxophone, and one played the drum while the other mummy mumbled into a microphone. It was the wildest sound ever sung, singing in the unknown tongue. Well, they started playing at the record house, and the fame spread far and near, and all the teenage girls were screaming so loud that you couldn't hardly hear. It took 30 of them police to hold back the crowd and keep them back off of the stage, 'cause if they got too close, they'd reach up and grab them and flip off all the band-aids.
That hurts!
Well, the very first record sold a million and a half, and they traveled all around the world just signing autographs. They were voted by the Teenage Magazine as the world's number one combo, and now you can see them every Sunday night singing on the Ed Sullivan Show. What a sound, it's really terrific, singing in hieroglyphics.
This house is full of sounds. The loudest is your heart pounding in the night. The softest is the sound of terror. In this house, terror waits for you in every room.
Where are they?
Vampires, voodoo, vixens, and victims.
Blackwater had it lived back in the swamp, where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees, like sausage on the smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes, and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack, in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk of swamp witch Hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do, kept folks off a track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist. Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie. There was talk of a hanging too, but the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Early one morning, between dark and dawn, when shadows fill the sky, there came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew. Whispering sounds as the folks gathered round, it came from the Black Bayou. There ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Party at the end of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. A parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, "Don't come looking again."
A summer vacation, a young family found a beautiful old house. It had secluded, spacious grounds, a large swimming pool, magnificent furnishings.
So you are the people who want to rent this house?
Well, you mean it's $900 and then it's all ours?
Well, there is one other thing.
It's hardly a catch.
They thought it was the answer to their dreams, but it was the beginning of a nightmare. In this old house, up this staircase, behind this locked door, something lives, something strange, something powerful, something evil.
Stay away from that door!
It will possess this woman. It will destroy this man. It will terrify this child. And no one can stop it. Burnt Offering, starring Karen Black.
Are you actually trying to tell me that this house is responsible?
Oliver Reed.
This house is destroying us.
Betty Davis.
This house is getting so cold.
Burgess Meredith.
This house will be here long, long after you have departed.
Salesman feels much aggression towards people he pursues. Oh,
Japanese on WRUULP Savannah. My name's John. Here it is tomorrow. focusing on Halloween music. Again, music from Half Japanese. We heard Vampire. Before that, music from my Tallahassee days. Cold Water Army brought us Vlad's Ring from the Cold Water Army CD. Probably 1990? No, obviously 91 or 92 or 93 on the Sound Manufacturer Output label. Before that, Jim Stafford brought us Swamp Witch from the MGM release in 1974 entitled Spiders and Snakes. We started a set with Ray Stevens brought us Rockin' Teenage Mummies, and I like that they drink Kool-Aid, those Teenage Mummies. That was a single on the Mercury record label from 1961. Big things to tell you about here at the station. If you are interested in getting involved, there is a orientation session on Tuesday, November the 1st at 6 p.m., I believe. But even bigger news, our open house is this Sunday from 4 to 8 p.m. So if you want to learn more about the station and have some free food, free beer and wine type beverages, soft drinks as well, please stop by 4 to 6 p.m. All the information is on our website. We need to raise money to get the transmitter online and begin broadcasting at 107.5 FM. So good opportunities to learn how you can help in that effort. If you are interested in making a donation, you can do that through our website at WRUU.org or through our Facebook page has a link as well. And we do need your help. We have to raise some money to get the transmitter and other equipment necessary. The FCC has approved us to begin constructing the transmitter location, but we need the American dollars to make that happen. I guess you're probably wondering, why have you not played any of the traditional music that people associate with Halloween, you know, the kind you hear in haunted houses? Well, I'm here to fix that now. Here's The Scientist with The Voodoo Curse from the record. The Scientist rids the world of the curse of the evil vampires from 1991. 81, I'm sorry. Definitely dub and Halloween go together. This is the proof.
Mm-hmm.
Music from the Vulcans on WRUULP. The track that you and I just heard was very scary. I like where he keeps saying, hurry, hurry. The track we heard was called Dracula, and that's from a 1972 Trojan release, of course called Star Trek, by the Vulcans. Roots Radix, maybe, not sure who the Vulcans were. Some controversy on that. Before that, Scientists brought us The Voodoo Curse from the Scientists, or Scientists Rids the World of the Evil Curse of the Vampires, a Greensleeves release from 1981. I hope you're enjoying my salute to the sounds of the season. This portion of WRUULP Savannah Soundings programming is made possible by a grant from Connect Savannah, the Arts, News, and Entertainment Weekly. Connect Savannah is available at locations around the city and online at ConnectSavannah.com. So I also associate Halloween with surf music, so let's hear some of that stuff. Music right now. Here are the Pharaohs bringing us the traditional Halloween tune called Green Werewolf. Right here on WRUULP.
Green Werewolf's coming.
Ah!
our help, man.
Visited the earth in many forms. Now it returns as the car.
There was no driver in the car.
Possessed.
I know why he didn't go into the cemetery. The ground was hallowed.
Stop the car.
This is Wade. We can't let him through no matter what.
Stay in close. You have to stop.
There's nowhere to turn.
The car, he's in here.
Nowhere to hide. No way to stop the car.
I think I hear the engine of that car. It's around here somewhere. Wait, I'm scared. No, I promise you I won't go out. Tell me what to do, baby.
What evil force drives the car?
Oh, Jimmy, look.
Huh?
Put it on. Get down, Sue. Don't move. Those creatures.
They have almost human bodies.
And dragon head.
They're heading right towards the others.
And look at that one. Bigger than the rest. He looks like he is a dragon, breathing smoke and fire.
But he walks like a man.
I think he sees us.
Earth people, hear me and hear me well. I, Draco, king of the dragon men, master of the heavens, from this moment on, shall rule over planet Earth. Your fate is sealed. Your so-called world, I shall issue an ultimatum which will bring it to its knees, subject to the rule of Draco.
That's right, Draco. Music right there from Man or Astro Man, that's Invasion of the Dragon Men, from their first, I believe their first LP, self-titled LP, Is It Man or Astro Man, on the Estrus record label from 1993. Before that, we heard music from The Ventures. They brought us Twilight Zone from the 1964 Dalton label release called The Ventures in Space. I think I heard the Dark Shadows theme in there, too. I was thinking about playing that, but The Ventures took care of it for me. Started off set with the music from The Pharaohs. We heard Green Werewolf, a single on the Iona record label from 1960. The flip side of that single is Dennis the Menace. So how those got on an A-B combination on a single is baffling. We've entered the cinematic portion of our show. Let's hear music from Ennio. You know who he is, Morricone. This is, of course, the theme from, it's called, well, it's the theme from The Exorcist 2, of course, right here on WRUU-LP.
We'll be right back.
This house is full of sounds. The loudest is your heart pounding in the night. The softest is the sound of terror. In this house, terror waits for you in every room.
Where are they?
Vampires, voodoo, vixens, and victims. You'll find them all in the house that dripped blood, 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 blood.
Music from John Howarth and, Alan Howarth and John Carpenter, of course. That's music from the motion picture Christine, the Stephen King film. The track is called, at least the way it's listed, is Christine Attacks and then parentheses Plymouth Fury. So, great Halloween music. Right before that, we heard music from Ennio Morricone. We heard the theme, I think it's called Golden Ecstasy from The Exorcist 2. We'll stay on the film tip. I really appreciate everyone's listening tonight. Peter, Heidi, Ben. Who else is out there? Let me know. We'll stay on the film tip and stay Italian for a little bit. Here's probably music you anticipated from Goblin.